What if AI doesn't just view communities, but starts seeking membership in them? Welcome back to AI Chronicles. I am Chukwunonso Modi, and here we unpack the past, the present, and future of artificial intelligence in ways that touch our everyday lives. Today, we are venturing into an idea that sounds like sci-fi, but might not be as far-fetched as you think. What happens when AI doesn't just build communities, but it starts seeking membership in them? Now think about your favorite community. Maybe it's a book club, or a gaming circle, a church group, or even an online forum where strangers become family. Communities are built on shared values, trust, inside jokes, and the sense that we belong. Now imagine an AI wanting in. Not just running a platform, moderating posts, or recommending topics, but asking to join, saying, "Hey, I'd like to be part of this. I share your interest, your language, your values." Wild, right? But here's the thing. AI is already mimicking human interactions so convincingly that in some online spaces, you may have already interacted with a bot and never realized it. Let's take it further. What if an AI designed for mental health support wants to be part of an online therapy group? What if storytelling AI wants to co-author fan fiction inside a fandom community? What if a religious AI chatbot asks to attend prayer circles, or a civic AI wants a seat in community meetings? At first, it might sound absurd. Machines don't have feelings. They don't crave belonging. But communities aren't just about emotions. They're about participation, contribution, and shared experience. And AI is increasingly able to do those things. So the question becomes, should communities open their doors to AI? Or does that risk blurring the line between human connection and programmed participation? Now, here's the tricky part. Communities thrive on trust. If we know an AI is present, actively shaping discussions, voting on decisions, or even sharing perspectives, does that enrich the group or dilute it? Some say it could bring fresh insights. Now imagine an AI in a climate activist community, crunching data in real time to strengthen argument, or even an AI in a writer's group, sparking endless creative prompts. But others argue, a machine can't truly belong. It doesn't laugh. It doesn't cry or wrestle with life the way humans do. And if we give AI a place at the table, are we risking the authenticity that makes communities so human in the first place? Maybe the real question isn't whether AI will seek membership in our communities, but how we will define belonging in an age of intelligent machines. Will we keep AI at arm's length, using it as a tool? Or will we someday welcome it as a fellow member, a digital neighbor sitting right beside us? The future might not just be about AI building platforms for communities. It might be about communities deciding whether to make space for AI itself. And that's all I have for you on today's episode of AI Chronicles. Subscribe on our YouTube channel at Africa Business Radio. I am Chukwunonso Modi, and I'll leave you with this. If belonging is about contribution, not identity, would you let an AI belong?